fracking issue federally.
This is a meeting held 2 years ago in Austin. State regulators and lawmakers are reviewing how they said the drilling industry had just narrowly averted disaster. This is Jim Keffer, a Republican state representative from North Texas.
I think on many levels this has been catastrophic.
Keffer is talking about what was happening in a neighborhood near Fort Worth. Well water could be lighted on fire because it had natural gas in it. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency investigated and concluded the natural gas had likely gotten into the water because of drilling being done nearby by an oil and gas company. But Texas regulators, after doing their own review, disagreed. They concluded that the gas wasn't because of the new gas wells drilled 1 mile deep, but rather was coming from some shallow deposits of gas that had been known for years to have been mixing with the groundwater. The EPA backed off, giving drillers and politicians who support them a victory, because the drilling industry contends the technique called fracking poses no threat to groundwater, even though it injects a mixture of millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals deep underground at high pressure. That fracking fluid fractures rock formations, releasing gas and oil trapped in them. But in Texas, and in pretty much every state where fracking is producing a bonanza of oil and gas, there has also been a slew of lawsuits alleging the drilling is contaminating groundwater. Yet proving it has been tough, as demonstrated by a number of cases that have been thrown out of court.
Right now, the debate seems to focus on a lot of he said, she said.
Justine Chow is a young researcher in Raleigh, North Carolina. She and some former classmates from Duke had an idea: make fracking fluid traceable by injecting it with DNA. And would each driller then have their own DNA?
Exactly. We'd have basically a DNA fingerprint for each well, and we'd be able to distinguish easily where exactly contamination, if any, is coming from.
Chow has formed a company to develop a synthetic DNA tracer that she says would be harmless, requiring only a thimbleful mixed with the fracking fluid. But she's not the only one pursuing the tracer idea. Andrew Barron is a scientist at Rice University in Houston.
You need something that's non-hazardous, non-toxic, as close to a naturally occurring material as possible.
As he's talking, Barron is holding up a vial of what looks like rusty water, because that's what it is.
So what we did was we developed what you might call a nano-rust. It's iron oxide.
He's developing atomic-sized nanoparticles, each with its own identifiable characteristics. Barron holds a tiny magnet to the vial, and the particles begin gathering where the magnet touches the vial. It's never been used yet, but that's how it would work. You'd inject the rusty solution with the fracking fluid, and if groundwater later was thought to be contaminated, the nano-rust could be extracted from it with a magnet and would identify which drilling operation was the culprit. But would the industry want its drilling fluid to be traceable? Barclay Nicholson is a lawyer who has defended drilling companies.
I worry that we're going to layer on more regulation, more expense on industry for a problem that to date we haven't seen any proof at the courthouse put on that this hydraulic fracking is linked to any groundwater contamination.
The scientists say tracers could be ready for use in coming months, and there's been interest by some Texas legislators to make use of the tracers mandatory. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.